Now there's a criminal element.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. This Wall Street story just keeps getting more and more, I don't know, pick a word. There are reports this morning the FBI is investigating Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Lehman Brothers, and AIG. The FBI is looking for potential mortgage fraud. It's in the very preliminary stages, so we don't know any more than that. This brings the number of investigations into corporate lending companies over the past year to 26. Meanwhile, the bailout dream team, Mr. Bernanke and Mr. Paulson, are still pushing Congress on the $700 billion bailout plan. Bernanke will be back on Capitol Hill this morning to talk about the economy in general. John Dimsdale has more.
Judging from Chairman Bernanke's comments before the Senate Banking Committee yesterday, he's kind of worried about the economy.
The financial markets are in quite fragile condition. Credit is not being provided. This will be a major drag on the U.S. economy and will greatly impede the ability of the economy to recover in a healthy way.
But while he's urging fast action on the rescue plan, the Federal Reserve chairman has to be careful just how dire his economic forecast is, says former Fed Governor Lyle Gramley.
He certainly wants to impress upon them the need for going ahead with his program quickly so that we can shore up confidence in financial markets. On the other hand, he doesn't want to scare financial markets so badly that more disruption occurs.
Gramley says Bernanke has to press Congress on the urgency of a bailout without further undermining bank confidence that loans will be repaid. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
It was back to losing yesterday on Wall Street. The Dow fell 161 points to 10,854. The Nasdaq dropped 25 to 2153. And the S&P 500 slid 18 to 1188. Today, the markets in Asia closed a fraction higher. European shares are up a fraction so far. Lots of business stories aren't getting covered because of what's happening on Wall Street and in Washington. There was a new survey out from Technorati.com about blogging. It finds that more than half of bloggers write about business, and most blogs that carry advertising actually make a profit. Here's Dan Gretsch.
Technorati surveyed 1,000 bloggers. It found most blogs earn about $6,000 a year. Blogs with 100,000 or more unique visitors a month earned upwards of $75,000 a year from advertising. The blogosphere was immediately buzzing that number was inflated.
I mean, it's not easy to get those $75,000. Trust me. I know.
That's Om Malik. He runs 7 tech blogs. They attract 2.25 million visitors a month. He says even if the Technorati figures are overblown, blogs are bringing in more cash.
It's a very lucrative, long-term business. That's the reason investors backed us, because it is actually a business.
Venture capitalist Fred Wilson blogs at AVC.com. In a recent posting, he wrote that his 150,000 unique visitors a month make him $30,000 a year in ad revenue. Not quite enough to quit his day job. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, committed to helping Americans save on gas and become energy independent at publictransportation.org. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org. And by the Medtronic Foundation, honoring marathon legend Alberto Salazar and 25 global heroes running strong with medical technology. More at medtronic.com.
You know who we haven't talked to in a while?
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Mr. Sloan's been a little busy covering Wall Street, but I finally caught up with him at home. Alan, when you heard about this $700 billion bailout, what did you think?
I was outraged. And I said, are they crazy? Have they lost their minds? They're going to buy $700 billion of stuff from banks, undoubtedly paying more than the market price, because otherwise the banks have no reason to sell to them.
Yeah.
And this is somehow going to get banks to lend again. I mean, this sounded to me like the biggest trickle-down theory in history, and it made absolutely no sense. Here are we, the taxpayers, and we're supposed to end up with this garbage to help the banks, and nowhere was there any mention of us, the taxpayers, having any upside or any stake in the banks.
But if the government buys up this bad debt, and then later it increases in value and the government sells it, won't taxpayers benefit?
Well, they would, but I think the odds of that are vanishingly small. And my feeling is there are endless things that no one is using. There's this special borrowing mechanism the Fed set up where you could bring your garbagey assets, borrow against them at a rate that's now 2.5%, and that way you would have plenty of money. So what I was wondering is how come very few institutions, and maybe none, are borrowing at the Fed and borrowing money that way and using that money to roll over their short-term loans?
All right, but now that we're in this situation, instead of buying up bad mortgages, what would you have Congress do if there is going to be a bailout?
Instead of buying these assets at too much money and being stuck with them, what we can do as taxpayers is put money into the banks, invest in their stock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these banks all need new capital. Let's buy the capital, and that way we have an upside. I'd much rather, as a taxpayer, have a piece of the upside than these assets.
Alan, you've been covering Wall Street for a long time. How does this situation compare to previous times where we've had calamity, like the SNL debacle, for example?
I have never, ever seen anything like this. Never. And I've been doing this for 40 years. I have never seen such disruption and disaster and potential for even more disaster. I suspect that things were like this just before the Great Depression, though I don't think a Great Depression is coming. But I was not alive to see that lead up, so I can't say from personal experience.
All right, we'll check back with you in a few days, Alan. Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine. Thanks.
My pleasure, Scott.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.